بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beautiful Quran, he reminds us, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that indeed my mercy encompasses all things. And during these days and these nights, and especially the moments that we are going through, it's important for us to look towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to ensure that we are seeking the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the days and nights. In this regard, the month of Sha'ban is a very noble, very sacred and blessed month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed His mercy for those people who are eager to search for means and avenues to be protected and be blessed and be pardoned and forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that Sha'ban is my month. It is a month within which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives His true servants. So indeed your Rabb has reserved certain special moments in time. This is the statement of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that indeed your Rabb has reserved certain special moments in time in which He emits abundant and special mercy, and therefore be sure to avail yourselves for these opportunities. We as human beings are always aware of the occasions that are taking place within our home, our families, communities, especially in the towns when there is a sale on those crucial events, and we look forward towards these. Similarly, we as Muslims need to avail ourselves and continue to seek and maximize the benefit from these particular days, and more importantly from these particular and blessed nights. The beautiful and sacred month of Sha'ban is numbered amongst the most esteemed months, and it is known as a month of rewards and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who sincerely prepare throughout the month of Sha'ban will truly triumph in the month of Ramadan, because it is a training ground for those people who want to maximize their closeness and proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the month which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated that Sha'ban is my month, Sha'banu shahri. And it is within this particular sacred month that the moon was split as a miracle for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is also this month within which the Qibla was changed for Muslims from Jerusalem to Makkatul Mukarrama, to the Bayt of Allah, to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also learn from the various traditions of Sha'ban that it has various names, and the night of Sha'ban is known by various names, which indicates towards its honor and towards its blessing and sacredness as well. It is known as the Blessed Night. It is also known as the Night of Absolution. It is known as the Night of Dividing and Apportioning Decree, and also the Night of Answering. So Sayyidina Ibn Umar, who is the son of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he mentions that there are five nights in which the supplication is not rejected. Friday night, the first night of Rajab, the midnight, the middle of Sha'ban, i.e. the 15th of Sha'ban, the night of decree, i.e. Laylatul Qadr, and the two nights of Eid. So there you, again, we see from the Sahaba ikram and from their family members as well, that they were aware of these particular nights, and they were actively seeking these blessed nights to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek the forgiveness and seek the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sha'ban is the eighth month in the Islamic calendar. It is highly significant and virtuous for us all Muslims, and therefore we should not overlook these particular days and also these particular nights. Muslims are often forgetful and neglectful. However, if it wasn't for these opportunities scattered throughout the year in these days and these weeks and months by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the salah or the ibadah that we do wouldn't be sufficient enough for us to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are these bonus days and nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed for his servants and his slaves, for them to maximize their reward and their blessings and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I do not see you fasting any month as much as Sha'ban. And the Prophet ﷺ responded that that is a month to which people do not pay much attention, i.e. the month between Rajab and Ramadan. It is a month in which the deeds are taken up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I like that my deeds are taken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst I am in a state of fasting. So yet again we see here the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam highlighting the importance, the significance of the month of Sha'ban, and for us as Muslims not to be neglectful, not to be forgetful and overlook this month and just say, oh, Ramadan is coming, but rather to prepare ourselves, to train ourselves and to make ourselves in the state of submission, so that when our deeds are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Sha'ban, we are seen in a state of fasting, in a state of ibadah, in a state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other hadith, Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam reminds us that Sha'ban shahri wa Ramadan shahrullah wa Sha'banul mutahhir wa Ramadanul mukaffir, that Sha'ban is my month and Ramadan is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sha'ban is the cleanser, cleanses the individual and their soul, whereas Ramadan is the expiator, it removes all of the sins of that particular individual. And yet again, an important reminder for us all to not neglect and overlook the month of Sha'ban, but to maximize our time and our effort in the month of Sha'ban to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek His blessings, to seek His forgiveness. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and he narrates from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stated that perform the night vigil prayers on the night of mid-Sha'ban, i.e. on the 15th night of Sha'ban, you should get up and make extra effort to pray extra nawafil and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he continues to say, and fast its day, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the lowest heaven at sunset of that night and says, is there no one asking for forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Is there no one asking for sustenance so that I may grant him sustenance? Is there no one under trial that I may relieve him? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to pose this question until the break of dawn. So again, we see here the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam giving very clear and distinct instructions for the Muslim Ummah in regards to this sacred and special night, that get up on the 15th night of Sha'ban and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fast the following day, i.e. on the 15th day of Sha'ban, fast and know that during this particular sacred night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, who is there to seek my forgiveness? Who is there to seek provisions and sustenance? Who is there to seek relief from the trials that he is suffering? All of us in this day and age, we are suffering in one way or another. We all need the forgiveness and the pardon and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all need the protection and the provisions and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all need the relief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the current situation that we are living in. And this is that particular night where if we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to our call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us what we need. In another hadith mentioned by Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of believers, she mentions that one night I did not find the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in his bed. So I went out searching for him and found him at Baqi Cemetery with his head raised towards the sky. And he said, Ya Aisha, were you afraid that Allah azza wa jal and his messenger would treat you unfairly? And she said, no, I thought that you had gone to spend the night with one of your other wives. And the Prophet alayhi wasallam responded and said, Allah azza wa descends to the lowest heavens on the 15th night of Sha'ban, on the mid Sha'ban, and forgives more people than the number of hairs on the hides of the sheep of Bani Kalb. And Bani Al-Kalb was a tribe known for their abundant amount of sheep that they had. So yet again, we see from this particular hadith recorded in Al-Tirmizi, recorded in Ibn Majah, recorded in the Muslim of Imam Ahmad, the importance of this particular night and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for excuses to forgive his servants and his slaves. And therefore we really have no excuse now. We are at home. We don't have to go out to work. We are with our family. We're safe within our homes. With the situation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us all in, there's no real excuse for us not to get up and not to exert our effort and energy in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in tawbah and istighfar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially on the 15th night of Sha'ban, which is this Wednesday after Salatul Maghrib, for us to talk to Allah subhanahu subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us to plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to reach the month of Ramadan. So, whilst there are no specific recommended acts of worship from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram or the Tabi'een, as well as the Salaf al-Saliheen and the Awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the righteous scholars have recommended certain things that you can do. First and most important thing for us is to ensure that you pray Salatul Isha and Salatul Fajr in congregation. Now yes, we are at home, nevertheless with our family members, you can ensure that you pray Jama'ah, you pray in congregation within your home for Isha, and you also make sure that you pray Fajr as well together. Because when you do that, then you will receive the reward of staying up the entire night in a state of ibadah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though after Isha and your optional prayers and your recitation, you may fall asleep, but you will receive the reward for worshipping Allah azza wa jalla the entire night. Another thing that we can do during this particular night is, as well as normal nights, is sleep in a state of wudu. This is a tradition of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, because you were sleeping in a state of purity, in a state of purification and cleanliness. And if anything were to happen to you during the night, then know that you will return to Allah Azza wa Jal in a state of purification, and wudu itself is an act of ibadah. So again, maximizing the things that you can do to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abstaining from sin as well. From now, all as much as you can, abstain from sin, because only when you have a purer heart or a purer tongue are you more worthy of being listened to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, clear your heart of ill feelings toward other brothers and sisters, towards your family members and friends and your neighbors as well. Recorded in Sahih Ibn Hibban, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam mentioned that there will be four people who will be deprived even on auspicious nights. So even on sacred nights like Laylatul Qadr, the night before Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha, or the night of mid of Sha'ban, or during the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, four people can still be excluded from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An alcoholic, a person who consumes alcohol, buys and sells alcohol, or even drugs for that regard as well. A person who disobeys their parents, a person who severs the family ties, and a person who harbors ill feelings in his heart towards other people. So on this particular night, and generally as well before you sleep, make sure none of these bad characteristics or traits are within your heart, or within your mind, or in your actions. And if as a result of that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your du'as and accept your ibadah on these particular nights. Another thing that we can do is Salatul Tasbih, which is a very beautiful thing that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba ikram, as well as taught his uncle, the beauty of Salatul Tasbih, of reciting Subhanallah walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar 150 times in 2 rak'ahs, or 300 times in 4 rak'ahs, and doing tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by praying your salah, by repenting from the sin sincerely from the bottom of your heart, and making a determined pledge to not return to that particular way of life. So doing tawbah within your heart and your mind as well. Doing zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an abundant amount of zikr on this particular night, saying La ilaha illallah, saying Allahu, Allahu Akbar, saying Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim, or generally Subhanallahi alhamdulillahi, Allahu Akbar, or any of the tasbih that you know. Every time you make this tasbih, then even if your sins were the equivalent of the foam on the entire oceans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still forgive you. Or even if your sins were to reach the heavens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of your zikr, of your tasbih, will still forgive you. Another important thing to remember on this particular night is to send abundant peace and blessings upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, especially on this sacred and blessed night, because he is the one alayhi salatu wa salam who informed of this particular night, the sacredness, the beauty, the majesty, and the blessings of this particular night. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also reminds us that he who sends salutations upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal will send 10 salutations upon that individual. So by remembering the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you can actually benefit yourself 10 times as a result. So remember the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as much as possible, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the deen that he brought, for the iman that he gave you, for the hidayah that came through the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and abundantly send peace and blessings upon the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And it doesn't have to be extensive. You can just say Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. Another thing that you can do is recite as much as possible. Do the tilawa of the Quran. You can recite Surah Al-Fatiha, you can recite Surah Baqarah, you can recite the heart of the Quran, which is Surah Yasin. You can recite Surah Al-Waqi'ah, which will give you more provisions and more wealth and sustenance. You can recite Surah Al-Mulk, which will protect you in your life, especially in your grave. You can recite lots and lots of surahs as much as you can on this particular and sacred night. And finally, make sure that you do dua for yourself. The Prophet ﷺ said, dua is a mukhul ibadah, is the essence of worship, and therefore, in your own language, in your own way, do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely from your heart, for yourself, and for the ummah, for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Don't forget your parents, don't forget your spouse, your siblings, your children, your family members, don't forget your neighbors and your community, don't forget humanity. Engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps your dua will be accepted on behalf of somebody else, and their dua will be accepted on your behalf. So you don't know, where their acceptance lies. Therefore, do as much as you can in terms of praying your salah, remaining in a state of wudu, abstaining from sins, cleaning your heart and your mind, reading salatul tasbih, doing tawbah and istighfar, doing the zikr and tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abundant salutations upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, tilawa of the Quran, and doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the following day, which will be on Thursday, fast on the day of Thursday, for it is a sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam to fast on Mondays and Thursdays, as well as the 13th, 14th and 15th of each month, and importantly, due to his command of fasting on the 15th day of Sha'ban as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all of our problems and difficulties and make us closer to him and closer to his Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khairan.